Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Ches Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel discussing selling of a shul or of holy items, and we're up to Se'if Yud Aleph. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Beis HaKnesses, if you have a shul, O Leveinim Ve'etzimi Beis HaKnesses Yoshon, or if you have the bricks or the wood that was taken from an old shul that has been knocked down, Shesosru, that was knocked down, Yecholim Litein B'matona, the wood or the stones or the shul itself can be given over as a present to somebody. The lav the havaluhu anomine, because if it wasn't for the fact that this person has somehow benefited the shul of the community, lo havayovale, they would not have given it to him. And therefore, hadar havile kimecha. And therefore, this is considered a sale, and in the situation where the shul has the right to be sold, or the shul's sticks or bricks or stones have the right to be sold, so this is considered a sale, even though they're giving it as, quote, matana. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkatan Samach Dalet as follows. He says that this is talking about a basic Knesset Yoshon. You've already built the new shul. And Sivkatan Samach Hei writes, Mibes HaKnesset Yoshon, Peirush Shekvar Hispalbo, that it's already been davened in. Otherwise, it wouldn't have the halachic status of a shul, as we've already explained in Sivches. So Sivkatan Samach Vav, the Mishneh Berurah says, Yecholim Liten, you can give it as a present. What does that mean? Ainu, Shiva Tove Yair B'mayman Anshir. The people responsible, the executive committee, the board of directors is responsible, and they've done this in the presence of the community, so they have the right to give this away, and this is called a sale over here, just like they have the right to sell something. This matana, since it's a matana that was given, because they're returning the favor, so to say, that this person had done, so it's permissible. And some say they don't even need to have the presence of the community when they do this. They were just designated as Zayin Tovia here. They can do this. However, but as we've already spoken out many times, in the large city shuls that are really built for the entire world, where the Zayin Tovia here don't really have authority over the people of the world, so they don't have the right to do this. Sivkat and Samach Zayin, they're able to give it over as a matana. Valokeach, the one who gets it as a matana, Yochul Lishtamish Bom Tashmish Kol. He can do with it whatever he wants, as long as it's not one of those degrading things that we've talked about, but he can even use it for a secular purpose. Sivkat and Samach Ches, because the Ilav, the Havelahu, the Hule, if it wasn't for the fact that this person had done something to deserve this present, he wouldn't have gotten it, so therefore it's like a sale. So the Mishneh Berurah adds, Oshim Akavim, or not that he has necessarily done something, they're hoping in the future, they're hopeful, Sheyeh Elohem Hanom Imenu Beis Hapam. The Ritva is brought down saying this, that they're hopeful in the future they'll get some benefit from this person, so therefore they're allowed to give him these sticks or these stones or even the shul itself. If it's something that they're hoping to get something in return, that's called a sale, even though they haven't actually yet gotten anything in return. Well, according to this, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Litno Lian She'ir Rechoka, to give it over to somebody living in, the people living in a city far away, Shebevade Lo Nanu, the Lo Yeyonu Mehem Leolim, that they will not get or have given any benefit to the people in this community, that would be awesome. That's not allowed, because then it's not a sale. Because there's nothing that can be, so to say, reciprocated or in turn given for this. And therefore, lo nifka kedusha, so the original kedusha remains on it, but also the shtamish bo, they're not allowed to use it for any other purpose. This that we're talking about, the present can be allowed or not allowed, that's only if you're talking about giving it as a present for the person to use it in a chulin or a secular way. Aval, litno lehem b'matona, if they're giving it to them as a matona, she yispalu b'socha, that they're going to continue using it as a shul, they're just changing, quote, the ownership, mutter, that is permissible, the ha'ein kan horod the mikdusha. The whole concern was that it's going to be lowered in its kedusha, there's nothing to take the kedusha's place, so to say, that you're replacing it with, the money, or some other specific tangible item, so therefore the kedusha would be going down with no place, so to say, for that kedusha to have landed. However, if they're still going to use it as a shul, so the kedusha remains, and that's perfectly good, as the Ramah has said. The Magen Avraham is writing over here, Shemitzad, that he adds on, Dehu adin demutu lahem litain sefer Torah. A person is likewise allowed to give a sefer Torah. Ru adin kol tashmishi kedusha, or anything that is a tashmishi kedusha, the mantle, the Aron Kodesh, etc., the matana, as a present. Because when you're giving it over as a present, the person is going to use it as a mantle. They're going to use it as a sefer Torah, as an Aron Kodesh, and therefore there's no lowering of the kedusha, and there's no reason why you can't give it as a present. The issue footnote number 47 writes, Ubitam hadover, shebimatona mutter hadover, why is a present allowed over here? Afo pi shebimachira, also, as opposed to sometimes a sale is not allowed. We're talking here about, of course, where the person is going to use the Sefer Torah for Sefer Torah purposes. So the Maxis HaShesel explains, because normally a sale of a Sefer Torah is in and of itself a bizoyin for the Sefer Torah. And the funds that you've sold it with are now going to go out to Chulin. And Torah Chaim adds on further, and he says, he says further that when you sell a Sefer Torah, so now the funds that you got are consecrated with the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. What are you going to do with it? You're not even, according to some opinions, allowed to buy a Sefer Torah with a Sefer Torah. So these funds are just going to be here with Kedusha on them that you can't do anything with, and therefore that's why you can't sell it. But when you're giving it away as a present, there is no, so to say, bizoyim for the Sefer Torah in this respect, and the funds aren't being changed over here, so therefore it's actually permissible. So in this way, a maton is actually better in some ways than a sale. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber writes, V'chein yicholim lahachlifon bi'achayrim, v'em yosim l'chulim. Likewise, you can exchange it for something, and the original stones or sticks of the Beis HaKnesses, they go out, and the replacement has the Kedusha of them. However, avol also l'mashkenon, you're not allowed to use them as a collateral, o laskirin, or to rent them, o lashilin, or to lend them out. And this is true even if you're doing this with the Board of Executives approval, the Zayin Tov Yair's approval, because they retained their Kedusha, and now they're a collateral, now they're being lent or rented out. So what happens to that Kedusha? That Kedusha is a problem over here. It's still present, and yet it's being used for other purposes. Because there's no way to replace that Kedusha. That Kedusha stays where it is. It wasn't exchanged onto something as opposed to a sale or a matana that we've talked about or in other situations. The Ramah adds, this is only talking about over here a problem when they're going down in Kedusha. However, but it certainly is permissible for somebody to lend somebody else a Sefer Torah. Even if it's a shul Sefer Torah to lend it to an individual, that would be permitted as well over here because the Kedusha is not going down, the Kedusha is being maintained, and in these situations there is no problem. That concludes Sif Yud Aleph from the Mechaber and the Ramah, and now we'll spend the rest of the shiur looking at the Mishnah Berurah and some additional notes. Siv Katan Samach Test. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not allowed to use it as collateral or to rent it out. Kiven Shegufa Chayvetz Lo Nimka, because the item itself has not been sold, so the Kedusha stays with that item. Adayim Birshus Balam HaRishonim Hu U'Kedusha Seikoi. So it still is owned by the original owners, and the original Kedusha is over there, and therefore you can't use it as a mashkon or even to rent it out to somebody. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul L'Mashkenon brings down from the Tshuvas Beis David, who says it is permissible to use it as a mashkon, as a collateral, if it's, for example, Chetzei Kesef Shel Kodesh, it's some sort of a gold item over here that is purely being used as Lipitochon for security over here, so that would be allowed to be used. Bovad, B'shelo Yishtamish Ben Klal, as long as it's just used as security and it's not being used by the people who take it, because there would be nothing there for the Kedusha to have gone off on it, so they can't use it for a secular purpose, but therefore they would be allowed to use this as a pure security, as a collateral, but not for a collateral that's being used in any way, shape, or form. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin writes, Ola Shilin, you're not allowed to lend it to somebody, Pirish Al Zman, for a set period of time. V'achar kach yachzirim bo'ayin, and afterwards you return the item intact. Dilu b'halvol l'chalutin. Because, for example, if you're going to lend somebody something for a set period of time, so, for example, you lend somebody bricks, and they have to pay you back bricks. They're not going to give you back the same bricks. They use those bricks to build them into their wall. Then they're going to return you other bricks. So then, that would be permissible, because the exchange of the Kedusha took place. So the original bricks that you gave them, that Kedusha has been transferred over to the bricks that they're returning you back. Dainu chalipin d'sharina. That's considered a normal sale, so to say, an exchange, which he brings down in the name of the Ritva, is permissible. But to lend them those bricks, and then they'll give you back those same bricks, so those bricks in the meanwhile have been used for a non-Kedusha purpose, and that's not allowed to have been done. Sivkot and Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says this is true, even if you did this with the Zayin Tuvei Yair's permission. And he says, Va'afilu imhoyo gam kein b'maimad anshir. And this is true, not only did he did it with their permission, but they did it in front of the entire city, b'maimad anshir yir, with the permission of the city, that still is no good. Sivkot and Ayin Beis. He writes, She'en kan dover acher v'chulei. Because in all of these items, there's nothing for the Kedusha to have been exchanged upon. And he says, and even though you got money for the collateral, or that you rented it out and you got money, Ein shayach lo mar dechol akdush al mos. We don't say that that item that you got money for, which you gave them the collateral for, or that the rental that you got, the money that you got, that exchanged it from the kedusha of the item that you gave them. Shari ein gufa chayfetz konilo, because the item itself wasn't really transferred. No kinyan was made on the item itself. So that item therefore retains its original kedusha, the komishtamish bekodesh, and it's only allowed to be used for holy things. And then the Ramah said, this is only true for Dafka, but Derek Shemarid and Mikdusha. So we're only talking here about where the Kedusha went down. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ayin Gimel explains, and he writes, Dahainu Shashoel Vahasocher Mishtamish Ben Bechol, because the person who's borrowing it or who's renting it is using it for a mundane purpose, and therefore that's not allowed, because the Kedusha couldn't be exchanged onto something. However, the Ramah continued and said, for a Sefer Torah, you would be allowed to lend it out. And Sivkot and Ayin Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'kol shekein lahashul beis haknesses l'spalbo, and certainly to lend other people a shul that they should be able to daven in it, that certainly is permissible. And the Olas Tomit adds, "Dizet davka kisha shoel v'asocher kori b'sefer Torah, that came mispalav b'beis haknesses v'yasara." That which we said over here, that you're certainly allowed to go and lend people a shul or to lend them a sefer Torah to use. So he says that's davka when the person who's borrowing it, or the person who's renting it, is going to use this sefer Torah, or they're going to use the shul and daven it within a minyan. Olav hachi, but if not. But if they're not going to use the Sefer Torah in a minyan, they're not going to use the shul in a minyan, and it's just going to be used privately, so then there is a lowering of the Kedusha, so to say, and therefore the Olas Tomit said that that's not allowed. However, however, the Morgan Avram disagrees with this Olas Tomit, and he says on the fact that nobody really mentions otherwise, this would even be allowed over here for an item that is gone from a public usage to a personal private usage, even though it's no longer being used to be read in a minyan, or the shul is not having a minyan over there, it's just being used as a private based medrash or a private place for a person to daven. Nevertheless, that's not called a significant lowering of the Kedusha, that it could not be done, according to the Morgan Avram. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibur HaMaskel Mutul HaHashul, that which the Ramot said you're allowed to go and lend out the Sefer Torah, he brings down, this is Hainu Rov Bnei Ha'ir, that most of the people in the city want to do this, so you can lend out the Sefer Torah or the Shul. Or, O HaMemunim Shal Piem Nasikol Dovar. Well, this is talking about the leaders of the community who, by their word, things are done. So they're allowed to go and lend this out over here. The issue footnote number 90 brings down as follows. There may be a minority of people that are protesting and say, no, we don't want this to happen. Nevertheless, Masaka Mogin Avram, the Mogin Avram says, in the name of the Knesset Sagdola, Shehochim Afi Arov, if the majority of the people in the shul want to lend out the Sefer Torah, so an individual in the shul cannot protest. He says, look also in the Mishnah Berurah that we had the little Hakdama to Siv Zayin, and he writes, Shirov Bnei Ha'ir Yecholim Lumkor Beis HaKnesset Shel Kfarim, that the majority of the people in a small village, in a small city, if they wish to sell the shul, they have the right to do so, even if individuals may not agree, if a minority disagrees. And he brings down the Shaar HaTzion over there in Sivkot Yates, Aramog and Ram over here, and he also brings that this is the opinion of the Ramban, that as long as the majority of the people of the Kfar here want to sell the shul, then a individual or a small minority cannot protest this. He does bring down as well, however, that by a krach, we talked about the large city shuls, we brought down previously, the Mishnah Berurah said over there in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Shafilu me'echod b'sofa olam eino maskim l'mechiras beis haknesses. We were concerned, that's why you can't sell these large community shuls based upon even the Zayin Tuvi Yair, because there may be even one individual living outside of the town, living elsewhere, who protests this, and therefore you don't have the right to go and sell the shul. And E.F. Sholem Ocho in this situation. So why is that so? So he brings down from the Shelitz of Shuvah's Pnei Yoshua, the difference between the Krachim and the Kfarim, as we've already mentioned, that by the Krachim, Kivun Shamocha Eino Ben Osoir, the person coming from out of town, is not subordinate, he's not under the jurisdiction of the Zayin Tuvi Yair over here, Eino Kofuf Lian Sheir, he doesn't have to listen to them, and therefore he can protest, Yochol Limchos Eino Mizbato Kishar Miut Biro, and his voice is not nullified, like normally we have a minority is nullified in the majority. So therefore, it's different over there by the Krochen. He concludes, however, with one additional point. He says, Omnom, however, Lenin Karka Shinodav Echo Litzorach Pesachnesis, in regards to property, which there was one person who gave it to the community on the condition that they go and build a shul with it. And now Bnei Ha'ir wrote Sim Lashanos. Now they want to change it around and they want to build a base medrash with that property. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Gimel writes, we'll see this in tomorrow's shiur in the name of the Morgan Avram. Sheyochid mi'an shayir yochol limchos behem. Then an individual, even in that city, is allowed to protest. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss this a little bit more tomorrow. We'll continue already with Sif Yud Beis. Mi sheyesh lo tanai. If somebody has made an arrangement with the shul, in alcohol, with the community, shelo yuchal livnos beis haknesses kimhu v'zaru, that he's the only one that has an entitlement to go and build a new shul, or he or his children after him. This person doesn't have the right to go and sell that zuchus and now let other people buy that zuchus from him to be the ones to be able to build the shul. So here we're talking about a very interesting situation where the community has agreed with the person that he'll have the right to build a new shul, which is a big zuchus, or his children will have the right to build a big zuchus, so that's only for that person or his children, but he doesn't have the right to go and sell that zuchus to other people. Let's qualify this, however. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Hei explains, V'u'adim b'shar Torah mitzvah. Number one, this is true not only for a shul, but this is for any other mitzvah that a person has been given the entitlement to, so he and his children get it, but he's not allowed to go and sell that entitlement to other people. However, in Sivkot Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains the mistabra. The reasoning behind this is the lo ishlitu akol aloso mitzvah elaliyoso ishu lazaro, because permission was only given by the tzibur for that person or his generations thereafterwards, his children, his progeny, to go and do that mitzvah or to go build a shul, but not they never gave him the right. Elolim kol yachayim, they didn't give him the permission to go and sell that right. Unless Elam Kane Histu Befeirish, unless they specifically did give that right on condition of saying you have it or you can sell it, Sheochalim Kozuchuso, and then he would be allowed to sell that to Zuchus, and this is brought down the name of the Lefush. The Taz adds over here, Kosova Taz, Tashulchan Aruch Mayrish Kibdu Sobuchinim. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that you're not allowed to sell this right. That's when the person was given this right out of the goodness of the community's heart. It was given for him, not that he paid for it, but they wanted to be mechabed him. If the person purchased the right, he gave $1 million to the community and said, I have the right to build the shul, and only I or my children have the right to build a shul. So then, who could call kinyan, the alma? Then this is like any other purchase or any other kinyan. He said, listen, I paid $1 million for it. Somebody else wants to buy it for me for $1 million. I'm allowed to go sell it to that other person. You can't stop me from selling it to somebody else. However, mikol makom baruhu, it's clear ki dafka lahogun kamo hikn lo zuchus zeh. Even if he is having the right to go sell it now to somebody else, he has to sell it to somebody who's worthy. He can't sell it to a person who is inappropriate to be the one to build a shul. And this is also brought down v'kein kosav al yirabah, and also v'chein bedinu de levush. This is brought down by the levush that we're talking about over here. Kishahir shuhu b'feirush yochlim kor zuchuso. This is when they specifically said he has the right to go and sell his rights. Hu gam kein dafka lahogun kamo. It's always with the understanding that it'll sell it to a worthy person and not to an inappropriate person. The issue footnote number 91 brings down an additional caveat. He says, in regards to inheriting mitzvos to children, he brings down from the Bir Halacha in Sif Chof Beis Dibra Maskel Choser, and he writes in the name of the Beis Yosef, She'ein Yerusha B'mitzvos. There is no such thing as, but normally the mitzvah is given to whoever is willing to pay for it. The most money is given the entitlement to do that mitzvah. However, however, if the custom in the community is that when you purchase the right to the mitzvah, it maintains in your family and goes over to your children, so then the Knesset Zagdola says that's the minhag, so that's what you do. However, he brings down the Birki Yosef, who brings down the name of the Knesset Zagdola, Sheben Kom Tachas Ovid B'mitzvos, that there are those that disagree and say even if you didn't specify, a child does have the right to go and inherit. But at this point, we'll stop and we'll say that's the end of today's share.